Hey guys, this is Matt Powell with Way of Truth. I just want to do this quick video just giving a warning about a couple of false teachers. Now, people often get on me about these videos, and I understand I do quite a few of these videos just warning people about false teachers. But you know, the Bible does say very plainly that if people bring a different gospel, that you're really to have nothing to do with them. And so, and that you should avoid them. The Bible says mark them and avoid them. And so these people have crept into my circles, and so I want to make it very clear where I stand on the issue and why I stand where I stand on this issue. So recently, Tyler Doka came out and stated, and as well as Justin LeBlanc, that they do not believe that that once saved, always saved is biblical, and that they believe that a saved Christian, somebody who's been born into God's family, could go to hell. And they believe that, you know, you have to earn your salvation. In fact, Justin LeBlanc just flat out said, yeah, you earn your salvation. And so, you know, the Bible says that, you know, obviously salvation is a free gift. If you had to do something other than believe and receive that free gift, it's not a free gift. And so, you know, I don't believe for a second that men that speak these things or talk like this are even saved to begin with. The Bible says that he that is born of God heareth God's words. You know, the Bible says very, very clearly that a saved Christian could never go to hell, no matter what. You know, once you place your faith in Christ and you're born into the family of God, God would not abort you at all. And that's what this is. This is spiritual abortion. Look, folks, I understand we live in a perverted society where people abort their children on a regular basis. But in God's word, you know, it's clear that God would never actually abort his children. And that's what these men believe. And according to the Bible, we're supposed to mark and avoid them. You know, just a couple scriptures on the topic. You know, Jesus said in John 5:24, he says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life." So the moment you hear his word and believe on Christ, believe on God, you have eternal life. And that's life that goes on forever at that point. And then notice Jesus' wordings. He says, "and shall not come into condemnation." So he prophesies that once you get saved, you can't come into condemnation. And he says, "but it's passed from death into life." It's interesting that, you know, the Bible says death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. And it says that this is the second death. It's interesting because it says that, you know, you're passed from death unto life. Christ said that. He said you can't lose your salvation. And, you know, if you die and you go to hell, the second death, you know, you didn't pass from death unto eternal life. You didn't even get saved to begin with if you went to hell. So, you know, the Bible teaches this very clearly all throughout. And it's clear that if somebody does not believe that God has given us eternal life, that they are not saved. You know, and I'm not trying to be rude to anybody when I say that. I'm just being as honest as I can with what the Bible says about it. And, you know, my church is filled with people that, you know, didn't believe in eternal security before. And they weren't even saved until they realized that the gift was eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And so when they put their faith and trust fully in Christ, they were able to receive that free gift by faith. And at no point would they ever, those who have trusted in Christ, at no point would they ever go to hell for any amount of time. You know, some people say, oh, it's just a temporary hell for some Christians, but then they'll be resurrected to the great white throne. I mean, there's so many different thoughts out there, but I just stick with what the Bible says. The Bible makes it very clear. And, you know, the Bible makes it clear that if you do not believe that God's given us eternal life, you're not saved. You know, Jesus says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die." Notice that wording. So Jesus point blank says that when you believe in his name, if you believe on him or you trust him to get you to heaven, you're not going to be condemned in any sense. And hell is condemnation. It's death. You know, that's why it says that this is the second death. So I just want to make it very clear where I stand on this issue. And, you know, this just goes to show that we're living in some of the last days. And you know, there's people that get off on these doctrines, and folks, I'd encourage you, don't be liberal about things, and, you know, just be accepting of all the cults out there. Put your foot down. You know, make it clear where you stand with your friends, with your family, because in the end, it shows that you love them, and in the end, they're going to take you more seriously.